With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel says it will send a delegation to Qatar tomorrow, quote, in an effort to advance the negotiations around the ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas reported positive signals in talks with Egypt and Qatari mediators on starting negotiations on the truce's delayed second phase. President Trump is softening his push to end daylight saving time, which, by the way, you should be on now if you're in most of the country. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Late last year, after winning the election, Donald Trump described daylight saving time as inconvenient and very costly, and he said Republicans would be working to eliminate the time shift. But last week, he backed off a bit and sounded less enthusiastic about making a change. He told reporters that daylight saving time is a 50-50 issue, and that when something's a 50-50 issue, it's hard to get excited about it. In the U.S. today, every state except Hawaii and Arizona observes daylight saving time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Colombian Defense Minister Pedro Sanchez says 29 law enforcement officers recently kidnapped in the country's southwest have been freed.
The 28 police officers and one soldier were captured during a failed operation against groups fighting over control of cocaine production in Cauca region. They were held by local residents in a communal area as negotiations were carried out. The Colombian government accused the rebels of intimidating the community and forcing them to fight the security forces. Cauca borders the Pacific Ocean and is a major drug trafficking route.
BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca. A war monitoring group says the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad and revenge killings that followed has risen to more than 1,000. This is SRN News. Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. The European Council says, quote, this decision is part of the EU's efforts to support an inclusive political transition in Syria and its swift economic recovery, reconstruction, and stabilization. Syrian Christian leaders are taking a cautiously optimistic stance for the moment, though they warn that the rebels have made no specific promises. More trouble for Christians in India. Nearly a dozen believers have been rounded up and arrested in Uttar Pradesh for preaching the gospel. They have run afoul of the state's unlawful religious conversion act, which is designed to keep Hindus from coming to Christ. Ever since the Hindu Nationalist Party came to power in India over a decade ago, persecution of Christians has surged. The government, particularly at the local level, is making it hard on believers and their neighbors. This is SRN News. A one-of-a-kind baseball card featuring Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skeens is headed to auction.
The card is autographed by the National League Rookie of the Year and features a patch of the jersey he wore during his big league debut in May of 2024. An 11-year-old in the Los Angeles area found the card in a pack he received as a Christmas present. He turned down an offer from the Pirates that included season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. Fanatics Collect is holding the auction, which runs through March 20th. CEO Nick Bell declined to offer an estimate on what the card might fetch, but said he expects, quote, a very significant sale. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Early crew members of the voyaging canoe Hokulea have gathered in Hawaii to celebrate the vessel's 50th birthday. The Hokulea and its crews proved Polynesians settling their islands by navigating the seas instead of accidentally drifting there on logs. This spoke to their ability to navigate using the stars. This is SRN News.